It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Vaccines for the initial strain of COVID-19 are largely effective against two widely identified mutations. Dr. Anoush Mehta with Denver Health and National Jewish Health says that makes it even more important for Colorado to ramp up vaccine efforts.
Both the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines had 95% efficacy, which is essentially unheard of in vaccines. I mean, that is fantastic efficacy. So even if the vaccine is 10%, even maybe 15, 20% less effective, that's still super high efficacy of 70, 75%.
Mehta says it's normal for coronaviruses to mutate and create variants. Pueblo Community College received more than $2 million from the state to address educational challenges during the pandemic. College President Patty Urjavik says she wants to improve access for students outside urban areas.
Any student, regardless of where they live, will have opportunities for academic success.
The college plans to partner with 70 high schools across rural Colorado. They'll also offer training to high school teachers so students in their classes can get community college credit. The impeachment process is now in the U.S. Senate, and Colorado senators are preparing to hear the evidence against former President Trump. CPR's Caitlin Kim says Senator Michael Bennet has called Trump's role in the U.S. Capitol riot an egregious use of power.
He's saying going forward, it's about defending the Constitution and reaffirming the rule of law. Now, Ben has been clear since the storming of the Capitol that there needs to be justice and accountability for those responsible, including Trump. And at one point, he said he'd prefer using the 25th Amendment to remove Trump while he was still in office, but that didn't happen.
CPR's Caitlin Kim. Bennett was in the Senate chamber when the impeachment article was brought over Monday from the U.S. House. Senators will be sworn in as impeachment jurors today. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.